Beacon Press Audio presents A Surprised Queenhood in the New Black Sun, The Life and Legacy of Gwendolyn Brooks by Angela Jackson. This audiobook is narrated by Janina Edwards, published by Beacon Press Audio, 2017. I am moving. I am not still. I am ready to be ready. Gwendolyn Brooks, from the Near Johannesburg Boy. Chapter 1. Grant Me a Voice and Speaking Eyes. It was an indelible announcement, written in black and white for all to see. The first nationally published poem of Gwendolyn Brooks's appeared in American Childhood in October 1930, when she was only 13 years old. Earlier, at 11, she'd published four poems in a local neighborhood paper, the Hyde Parker, foreshadowing her brilliance. It was a brilliance that would shine through decades and across nations, bedazzling and impacting hundreds of poets and millions of audiences in all walks of life. Gwendolyn was a black teenager living on a quiet street in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood at 4332 South Champlain Avenue, where her family had lived since she was 4 years old. Bronzeville, the name coined by an editor of a black newspaper, the Chicago Bee, was named for the color of the area's inhabitants. In those days, Bronzeville proper stretched from 31st to 39th, and from State Street to Cottage Grove. It was a jewel of colored masses in a segregated space. The people were too often poor and illiterate, but they were also industrious.